In a small, bustling village named Pebblebrick, something unexpectedly peculiar occurred one sunny morning. The townsfolk woke up to discover their beloved park had transformed overnight. Hundreds of stones, once grey and dull, were magically painted with bright colours and whimsical designs. There were stones shaped like smiling suns, cheeky monkeys, and even a dragon that looked suspiciously like Mr. Hootington, the village owl. Everyone wondered who had painted these marvelous stones and why. As the villagers gathered around, they began to speculate about the artist. Mrs. Baker, who was known for her sharp wit, declared, "It must be the mischievous squirrels. They always seemed too creative for their own good." This caused Benny, the village's resident squirrel, to puff his chest and dramatically deny any involvement. "I'm too busy planning my nut stockpile for winter," he squeaked, but the villagers only chuckled at his overly serious demeanor. Determined to crack the case of the painted stones, a trio of brave friends, Tom, Zadie, and Marco, set out on a quest. Armed with a magnifying glass and a snack basket full of sandwiches, because you never know when you might get hungry, they promised to uncover the mystery. They searched high and low, asking everyone in town if they had seen any suspicious activity, even interviewing the village chickens, who clucked and flapped their wings in confusion. Just when the trio was about to give up hope, they stumbled upon a hidden alley behind the library. To their shock, they spotted a glimmering figure. It was none other than the town's shy artist, Miss Ethel, who had a knack for painting but never wanted to show her works to anyone. She was diligently painting a giant stone that looked suspiciously like a very colorful watermelon. "What a splendid masterpiece!" Marco yelled, causing Miss Ethel to jump and splash paint everywhere, turning his sandwiches into a kaleidoscope of colors. With a sheepish smile, Miss Ethel explained that she had painted the stones to spread joy and bring smiles to everyone in Pebblebrick. She wanted to create an annual art festival where people could display their talents. Tom, Zadie, and Marco whirled around in delight, imagining the village filled with art, laughter, and maybe even a little dancing. "Let's call it the Pebble Fest," Zadie shouted, her eyes shining with excitement. In the end, the friends convinced Miss Ethel to showcase her work at the village square, where the townsfolk would cheer her on. The following Saturday arrived with a burst of color, music, and laughter as Pebblebrick officially celebrated its first Pebble Fest. The villagers learned that sharing your talents can brighten the world and inspire others. With Ethel's painted stones as the centerpiece, the festival became an annual tradition, reminding everyone that creativity comes in all forms and should be celebrated every day.